Today is the first Sunday in Lent, and often at Lent we think of and talk about what we're going to give up. I've heard people talk about it in the office this week, I've heard it on the radio, and even on television. What we're giving up. We don't often talk about why we're giving something up. It's often more about self-discipline. Perhaps carrying on from where the New Year's resolution failed. Giving up television, Facebook, certain kinds of food, chocolate's often mentioned, or alcohol. Often it seems as though it's more about what we are giving up. Perhaps even about the brownie points we might be earning with God or with Weight Watchers, than about intentional focus on God. Now here's a thought for you. As I've reflected on this being the first Sunday in Lent, and also being Mission Sunday, I found myself thinking that we often find it easier to talk about Lent, about what we're giving up, than about God's love. Easier to talk about fasting than about the reason for fasting. Easier to talk about fasting than the gospel. I'll just leave you to ponder that. But however you approach Lent, today, on Mission Sunday, we're not going to be looking at what we can give up or not do. Instead, we're going to look at what we're invited to participate in, what we can do. Mission Sunday. What are your thoughts about mission? What connotations does mission have for you? What is mission? Well, there are various definitions, and the term mission, as we all know, is widely used in various contexts. In commerce, a mission statement is a declaration of the purpose for the business. In military terms, a mission is an objective that a unit has to achieve. Another definition is that it's an important assignment given to a person or group of people, typically involving travel abroad. A definition that perhaps comes closer to what we're about is that mission is the vocation or calling of a religious organisation, especially a Christian one, to go out into the world and spread its faith. But even in church, there are many views, definitions, and even parodies of mission. We're all familiar with the cartoon of the pith-helmeted missionary in the cannibal's pot, perhaps from a different era. But we tend to think of it often as something done by others, special people, called people, often called to go to far-flung places. Also, sometimes we talk about short-term missions, mission projects, weekend missions. We might think of mission as something that our mission partner does on our behalf. And much energy has gone into debates about whether mission is all about proclamation or only about social action. And as we all know, there are some places in the world where mission has very poor connotations due to the history and behaviour of Christians, such as in the Middle East and in South America. Though encouragingly, in South America, the view is being redeemed by the incredible work being done amongst the poor and downtrodden, showing the way of Christ and opposing and bringing change to structures of oppression. For some of us, we may have memories of school missions, university missions, or colleagues at work trying to share their faith. Well meant, but perhaps poorly executed attempts to share the good news that have sometimes been seriously cringeworthy and contrived. Or worse, they've seemed to treat people like targets rather than the recipients of the life-changing love and grace of God. Yet none of these poor experiences or connotations negate mission. And amongst these definitions and connotations, you sometimes hear criteria being given for mission, such as the five marks of mission. And usually these contain elements of proclamation, relating to others, bringing hope, challenging oppression and injustice. And certainly these encompass mission, living out a reconciled, restored life, living out the message of good news. The point is that in all our interactions with the world, with people around us, with other groups, with our families, with our work colleagues, we can be something of the hands and heart of Christ, bringing, showing, witnessing to the love of God in Christ. The restoring power of God working through us, even us, broken people who get things wrong, who forget and who mess things up. So what is mission? Well, to help clear the confusion away, deal with the negative connotations, and embrace what God in Christ calls us to, may I suggest that mission is everything the church does when it does what God wants us to do. Mission is everything we do when we do what God wants us to do. You see, mission emanates from the heart of God. It was initiated by God to rescue us from brokenness and death, to bring us hope, renewal of life, and love in all the fullness. In our first reading, we had Jesus' declaration of his mission at the beginning of his ministry. And the second is Jesus passing that mission on to his disciples and to us. Together, they remind us that God's mission is not just proclamation or just social action, but something that expresses the wholeness of restoration in and through God. Something that invites us and others into the wholeness of God's love for us and for the whole world. It's not just a message of personal individual salvation, but a message of corporate renewal and restoration for all people. And it's not just about restoration of humanity, but something that extends to the whole of creation. So let's break mission out of church-centred or people-centred thinking. Mission is God-centred. Mission is a dynamic, loving, outward focus motivated by the love of God. Mission is the saving activity of God, visible and invisible, active in many ways, illustrated in the words and deeds of Christ and in the community of those who follow Jesus. Mission is about the saving power of God for all people, for all of life, and for the whole universe. And that wide-ranging application of mission is reflected to just a small extent in the breadth of the mission partners that we support at Christ Church, such as Wycliffe, who translate the Bible into various languages so that people can have the Bible in their mother tongue. And last week, we were presented by our mission partners, by Wycliffe, with a Bible. A Bible in Balinese, a Philippines language. Now, if you want to have a look at this, then come and get it from me after the service. But we had some amazing testimony of people whose lives were changed, of a lady who was brought to tears. She could read the Bible in Spanish, but when she first read it in her primary tongue, in her mother tongue, it brought her to tears. And there were many other similar stories. Mtombo, who worked among South African street children, showing them a new way, getting them off solvents, getting them off the street, giving them hope. Compassion International, child sponsorship to release children from spiritual, economic, social and physical poverty. East to West, a local charity serving young people, their families and the community, and actively pursuing emotional, physical and spiritual wholeness for all. Christianity Explored, which encourages people to explore the gospel message. Open Doors, speaking out on behalf of persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. And there are many others, and I think in your pack this morning you had a small booklet about our mission partners, and I encourage you to read that and pray for them. Our mission partners are involved in a variety of activities, projects and initiatives to help show the whole gospel to the whole world. And Jesus' call to the disciples was and is holistic, in that it was to affect every area of their lives. It's about restoration of the whole. It's about life, life in all its fullness. Not simply a better way of living or a self-improvement course. Jesus requires his followers to repent, to turn from a self-centred way of living to a God-centred way of living. It's therefore vital not only to share the message as Jesus gave it, but to live it in order to demonstrate God's in-breaking power. So what does that mean for us, 21st century followers of Christ? Well, one question I've been faced with this week, one question I've been wrestling with is God just the seasoning in our otherwise acceptable or perhaps even perfect lives? Is the good news just an extra sprinkling of herbs and spices to make life taste a little better? Or do we look to God for full nourishment to feed our hearts and souls? Do we allow God to feed us, to shape us, to influence us, to transform us from the inside out? Another question is that if we begin to get that mission is God's activity and we are God's people, and that we're invited to participate in what God is doing, then what does that mean for us? Well, I don't know about you, but I find that really exciting, quite exhilarating, and also rather scary. That God invites us to join with him in what he is doing. How can we do that? Well, we can join in various ways, in our homes, in our workplaces, and as the body of Christ here in Virginia Water. As a church community, we give 15% of our giving to our mission partners, the mission partners I mentioned earlier. And I know many of us give to those and other organisations beyond that. Some of you may also give of your time to help those organisations and others. And this is great work, and it's fantastic that we support so many organisations in what they're doing to help demonstrate the love of God. But we're also invited personally to be involved in what God is doing, where we live, and amongst those that we do life with. And we're invited to step out, not in our own strength, but in the strength and love of the one who created us. The strength and love of the one who laid down his life for us. The strength and love of the one who invites us to life in all its fullness. We don't go alone. we go with the Spirit of God going before us and around us. Now, a couple of caveats. You'll be glad to hear it's not about making people cringe or awkward, contrived conversations. But we can use what we have, the situations that we find ourselves in, to point to the one who is our hope. And you don't need special education or a theology degree. We just need to point faithfully to God. In fact, I've found that often arguments are more about ego battles, whereas what many are truly looking for is what makes life work, what makes sense, what makes sense of the brokenness around us, the brokenness of the world. Do our lives show and point to, as well as tell of, God's love, God's redeeming love, God's restoring love? So it's not about proselytizing or programming people to be like us. Jesus respects the integrity of people, and we see this throughout the Gospels. He never forces or coerces. It's always a person's choice to respond. But he always pointed to the Father. Our role is to be the testimony of a life that illuminates the path, which brings hope and love. In the midst of this broken, confused, war-torn world, struggling with economic woes, addictions and identity crises, and so on, we can simply and faithfully point to the one who gives us hope and life in all its fullness. We can encourage others to the wonder of an encounter with the living Lord Jesus. We can encourage others to experience the deep joy of relationship with God. And we simply point the way by our words and deeds, by living out of the overflow of God's love in our hearts. And we point to the one who is our pathway, point to the one who has given us new life. What we have to do is put our hand in the hand of God and see where he takes us. See what God is doing in our lives and in the lives of others, and live faithfully in each circumstance. So on this Mission Sunday, I'd like to encourage us not just to think about mission for today, but yes, do that. Not just to pray for our mission partners, but yes, do this too. But to pray about what God is doing around us, among us, and to be willing to join in and participate in what God is doing every day. To go the journey with God every day, so that we can take the hope that he has put in our hearts to a world that sorely needs, desperately needs, his message of hope, new life, and restoration in Christ. Some may well be equipped and called by God to take the gospel to far-flung places. Others of us are invited to participate in what God is doing here. It could be as simple as seeing friends, family and neighbours as God does, even praying to see them through God's eyes. Getting to know people better, inviting them for coffee, being a listening ear. Or it could be volunteering with church, east to west, the food bank, Visum, or some other initiative. And these are just some suggestions. There are many, many others. But God invites us all to participate in what he is doing, because mission emanates from the heart of God. Mission is what we do when we do what God wants us to do. Amen.